He reared four children, gave them all a chance for an education, a college education. All of them went. He was a very good farmer. He was, I'd say during the time, a very progressive farmer. My mother, she was older, she was born in the community of Lawrenceville, Alabama. That's about 5 miles north of Ebro. And she was one of six children. There were three girls and three boys. And she was the next to the youngest one of all of the children. She went to school in Ebril also, but her very first school that she went to was, they had a school then, just like the old little red school has it everywhere, in Lawrenceville.
Was it first grade through 12?
No, they didn't have first grade through 12 then. They had first through third, and then maybe first through six, like that. But it wasn't first through 12. And well, most of them went to school then, never really finished high school, never went to the 12th grade, very few. He and she won. She finished high school, my mother finished high school.
Went to old
agriculture school here in Ebril. It's called Ebril Secondary Agriculture School. They wore uniforms is correct, and it was a state grant school at that time, and later it was changed to Ebril High School. But it was old Ebril Secondary Agriculture School that was just like a land grant college. It was a land grant a high school at the time.
How many students would come in from all over the county as what about the teachers?
You had teachers just like we're having today. You had a few from here, but most of them were from away. And of course, the teachers then, they had very good quality teachers. They were very strict, and they'd make you toe the line. There wasn't any doubt about that. They had during that time, I think we had a different type of education.
The quality, I'd
say it definitely would be better during that time. I sure would than we're having maybe in some places now.
Okay, Mom, tell me where you were born.
I was born in Heather, Alabama, and that's in Henry County, in the lower part of Henry County, and just 10 miles from Dothan. And
were your parents from there?
My parents were from there. My mother's still living. She's 76 years old, and she's still living in the house she was born in. And my father was from Headland, but he died when he was about 42 or 3.
Okay, can you draw your home that you grew up in and tell me a little bit about the rooms, especially like the kitchen?
Well, the kitchen was not like our home that we lived in. Second to the oldest home in Headland, they said. But it didn't have the old kitchen separated from the rest of the house like so many of the early homes did, you know, in that vintage, really. But
I remember the porch.
Porch that went all the way across the front of the house, and it had two front doors. For really no reason, it looked like houses now that are apartments, but of course it was actually a small house. It was just three bedrooms. And you had to go from one, all through all three of them. There was no hall. You went from one room to the other. And there was no bathroom either. We had outside facilities. And of course, when I was up 15, 16, maybe not that old, I remember they did build them all. But then we had a big back porch. And then right at the end of the porch was a well. And that's where we drew the water and used for the kitchen. And also for bathing purposes, and had a wood stove, and for years didn't have any kind of water that was heated, of course.